Hey guys, welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. I'm Jonathan again here in Melbourne, Australia, and I just want to bring a quick message to you, whether you're a Christian like me, a believer, or a yet-to-believe person. Romans 1 says that every one of us, every person is without an excuse because we can see the natural character of God in all of creation. When you look in the mirror, you see God. And I want to explain that to you a little bit. But first of all, I just want to poke the devil a little bit in the sense that I want to expose him and his agenda that religion and politics is not of God. There is no politics in the kingdom of God. There is no religion. The kingdom is a government. It's a country. It's more like a business in the sense that there is one person in charge. You know, I love it working in coffee and hospitality because there's usually a head chef who sets the recipe. And really, the best kitchens in the world are dictatorships. Yep, I said it. The best kitchens are militant in their, and they're very martial in their training of their staff. The kingdom is exactly the same. God gets what he wants. At the end of the day, he is adamant, and it's paramount that he would expand the territory of the kingdom. Adam and Eve lost the kingdom. We gave the kingdom over, and I hate inefficiency. I won the 2004 Young Achiever Award for the city of Whitehorse a long time ago, but the reason I was passionate about my business was because I love to quench inefficiency. I found a faster, cheaper, more profitable turnkey way to wash cars, and it was a great business. I was a national award finalist for saving water, even though I had a very small business, and I love the application. But listen, the devil inserted himself in the middle of man and God. That is the ultimate inefficiency. God walked in the cool of the day with Adam and Eve. They named the animals together. If you take a bird out of the air and place it in the water, it's not going to enjoy its life for very long. Similarly, a happy fish swimming around, if you take it out of the water, put it on the dry land, not going to survive. Man does not survive outside of God, period. Now, you may experience some moments of pleasure and say, you know, flip, I don't need God. But this is the message that I feel quaking on the inside of me today for both Christian and non-Christian alike. And God is saying his burden is, would you listen to my word? You know, God said to Adam and Eve, don't eat of that tree or you're going to die. And he says to us today, Jesus Christ is my son. Eat his body, drink his blood, and it will be good for you. You know, even as a Christian, it's easy to not believe God's word. We are told, do not worry about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear. Don't be like the pagans who worry about these things. Now, I think most Christians, if we're really honest, we don't believe his word. Jesus said to us, if you love me, you will obey me. God's love language, according to Kevin Zadie, I love it. He always says, God's love language is not food, it's obedience. And he's not just like a taskmaster. He is a loving father who wants us to do life well. Jesus said, wrapping it up now, Jesus said, beware of the Pharisees and Herod. He said, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod. The yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod is the teaching. You know, these teachings creep in. We look at these churches with white marble walls and priests and all this pomp, you know, paraphernalia, pageantry almost. And God says, you can approach the throne of grace with confidence. You can approach God face to face. Jesus Christ is the Father. He is the exact image of the Father. You don't need to go through man. You don't need to jump through hoops. The kingdom is available to you. We don't want to come into the light because our deeds are evil. We know that we've sinned. We know because the Holy Spirit has been sent and He convicts us of our sin. Our conscience convicts us of sin. I have some great stories, but you know what? You can go back and listen to my podcast and hear all of my stories over and over again. I love you lots. Let me pray for you today. Father God, arrest these people tonight. Lord, in their sleep, in their dreams, by your love, which the Bible says the goodness of God leads us to repentance. So, Father, I thank you that you're going to visit them. You're going to overwhelm them with your goodness and you're going to give them a choice and preparation to believe. Holy Spirit, send angels. And for those of us who believe already, God, would we be ones who obey? God, we don't get consumed by the fire internally like the devil who was corrupted by his merchandising. He was a middleman, the original middleman. But God, we are burned by the fire of your Holy Spirit on the outside. Because we're clean, it doesn't consume us and we become more and more like Jesus. The Bible says that God is transforming us, His church, into His image. We look like God. We were created in His image. And we look more like God than you could possibly imagine. Did you know that if you're a Christian, you are going to judge this world? You are going to sit on His throne. You are going to judge the angels. You already have the power, the authority to forgive sin, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. You are authorized as an ambassador of His heavenly kingdom. Oh, Lord, Rababash, God, power, Father God, in Jesus' name. Maturity, Lord God, just breathe on us, Lord. Birth your kingdom in us in Jesus' name. I've been Jonathan. You've been listening to Kingdom Dynamics Podcast. You can buy my book. It's super, super cheap. It's only about 30, 40 pages where I share my testimony, what God did in my life so far, and He's going to do the same for you. Bye for now.